Friday, November 10th, 2023. Flexing your muscles. Unfortunately, a lot of people are like mummies, all wrapped up in themselves. And they don't want to become unwrapped. All they do is come unwound at the thought of coming out of their safe tomb or stepping out in faith. But Jesus calls us out of the tomb, sets us free, and calls us to move beyond ourselves into a life of faith, commitment, obedience, and service. A bodybuilder was a guest on a talk show. During the interview, the host asked, "Why do you develop those particular muscles?" The bodybuilder simply stepped forward and flexed a series of well-defined muscles from chest to calf. The audience applauded. "What do you use all those muscles for?" the host asked again. The muscular specimen again flexed, and biceps and triceps sprouted to impressive proportions. "But what do you use those muscles for?" the host persisted. The bodybuilder was bewildered. He didn't have an answer other than to display his well-developed frame. I am reminded that our spiritual exercises, Bible study, and prayer life are for a purpose. They're meant to strengthen our ability to build God's kingdom, not simply to improve our pose before an admiring world. What are you doing besides complaining about things? What special gifts of talent, skill, and especially faith has God given to you to use now in your life for others? God has created you to be more than a bodybuilder who flexes his or her muscles. Jesus calls us out of the tomb, sets us free, and calls us to move beyond ourselves into a life of faith, commitment, obedience, and service. When we just come to church and sometimes read our Bibles and just enjoy the fellowship of others, but nothing else, then we're like that bodybuilder. We're like mummies, still wrapped up in ourselves. We're like Christmas presents that were never opened, just sitting there for years and years. Jesus calls you to move beyond yourself to a life of faith and committed service. How have you moved beyond being a mummy or a bodybuilder in your life for others and in your spiritual life? I did my best, and God did the rest.